My thoughts on Wish. It was okay. I thought it was a Shrek ripoff, man. I'm not gonna lie. It was a bit of a Shrek ripoff. I gave it a decent review because you know how when you're at these screenings, sometimes when you give your right out of the theater review, you try to be more positive than anything else. But after I thought about it, this was just, I mean, and they didn't hide this fact, but this movie was not an original movie. This was a pat on the back movie for the 100 years. This was a combination of all Disney's body of work. I mean, Bambi was even in this damn movie. And when I thought about it today, I was like, this was a Shrek ripoff. We've seen this type of a movie already. What Shrek did with fairy tales and the cameo. Who can they? Disney did that with the same concept, but with themselves. Bambi, Thumper, the main girl's seven friends were all references to the seven dwarfs. She was a Snow White-ish character, but she was a combination of Snow White and her own fairy godmother. At one point, the conceited king, the whole, you know, who's the fairest of them all? I mean, that dude was all into himself, just like the evil queen. I mean, this was just an amalgam of a bunch of Disney movies all mushed up into one. And it could have been great, but then I finally put my finger on why it just had such a bad taste, that I had such a bad taste about it, because Shrek already did this to perfection. The whole thing with the gingerbread man and Pinocchio and things like that. I mean, we've already seen this movie, and the fact that they weren't shy about it just being a pat on the back. 100 years, baby, we did it. Woo! But if this movie would have been what the upcoming Snow White is going to be. I mean, if this was live action, and that I could say, okay, I can see a new version. Like this, it seems like the actress that's about to play Snow White saw this movie and she described this movie when, you know, she said what she said that got her into a whole bunch of trouble. This was the movie I think that she was thinking of, that she described. It's like they showed her this movie and was like, that it's gonna be like that. But I'm like, oh, but this, was it a good movie? It was okay. I took my kids to go to a screening with it, and they weren't. My daughter is easily impressed. My daughter's very big on these types of movies. My sons are harder to impress, but my daughter was like, nobody talked about it. They didn't even say that they, you know, you put a kid on the spot. Did you like it? Yeah. They didn't like it. They did not care. And as wonderful as the character was, it's just not memorable. I don't even think she's going to be a Disney princess. Is she a fairy godmother? Maybe she's a fairy godmother. But these characters are not necessary. They're all, each and every one of them is a origin story or just an amalgam of other Disney characters. That's all this is. This was a Disney Plus special. Let me just put it like that. What made this movie, I was about to use a bad word. What did not make this movie was the fact that the songs were not memorable. There was no Let It Go in this. There was no We Don't Talk About Bruno. There was no I Can't Wait to Be King type of song. And these songs were just, the best song I think was from The King. Is this the Thanks That I Get? I think is the name of it. I think that was the best. But the song that they tried to advertise that their main song to commercial. I remember watching it and I was like, that song is kind of weak in comparison to what they have done before. I mean, was the Rock not available to sing? What's going on? So I was afraid that I was going to walk in and be like, oh man, I don't think I'm going to enjoy it. It was funny at times. It had its moments. It's just that every moment that it had was just something we've seen like I said, 100 years ago. I mean, like I said, that's exactly what the movie was. The movie delivered what it said it was going to deliver, an amalgam of a culmination of 100 years. And aren't we great? This was Disney saying, aren't we great? But so I feel there is no sequel to this. There is nothing that's neat. You just imagine that this was the source for all of Disney. And every character that's ever is probably a descendant from one of these. Let's just imagine that. And then, I mean, like the goat. I mean, I'm sure the goat, when now that he's got the magic, he's going to be able to go off and start Utopia, Zootopia somewhere. Stuff like that. You know, maybe just think of it like that. It'll be, I don't know. But this movie went nowhere with me, really. And it's very easily forgettable. So that's what I felt about it. Let me know if you guys go see it. Let me know what you guys think. Geekly Good said, man, I loved Wish. I loved it. I did not. I liked it in the moment. But when I thought about it after, I felt like we've seen this already. What Shrek and DreamWorks did with Fairy Tales is what I felt like was Disney was trying to do with themselves. That's how I felt after the fact, when I had time to think about it. I didn't love it. I liked it. It was okay. The goat was the best part of it. We didn't even get that thing that the king was worried about. We didn't even get this. We don't even know what that was. What happened? What was he so scared of? I thought that at the end of it, he was going to be like, he was going to show something like a flashback where maybe, you know, he became the thing that attacked him when he was a little boy or something like that. That book was the thing that was used against his family and stuff or whatever before he learned how to fight back with his own magic or something like that. But we never really got a resolution of that. That thing that he was so afraid of happening. We not only did it not happen, we never even found out what it was, really. We only had that carpet with the images on it. And it was kind of burnt up. To try to decipher, I was like, "What happened? Did a guy read that book that enchanted him and do all the things that we never got the lesson? I would have felt better if the king would have learned the lesson at the end and be like, oh my God, I've become the thing that I feared the most. This the same thing that happened to me when I was a little boy and blah 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 blah. But no, that didn't happen. He was like, bitch, no, you just straight up turned into the evil queen and mirror mirror on the wall, bitch, I'm gonna kill them all. I was like, damn. He just went just straight up like I ain't playing around. Like I'm the best. And I just didn't think that was up to par with what we used to get with Disney. I don't know. That's just me, man. That's just me, baby. I'm sorry. Oh man, I love both. Welcome to Rosas and Knowing What I Know Now. I'm glad you liked it, man. But those songs just didn't hit me. Maybe I was in a bad mood. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm gonna watch this movie again. Usually I'll give a movie a second chance, but I will not be giving this a second chance. That's just how I feel about it. It's just you know,
for me,
and I will not be giving Thanksgiving second chance. I almost walked out of that one. Let's see. I totally understand the criticism. I think I expected this and enjoyed the little Easter eggs. Yeah, I mean, but like I said, I enjoyed them. But I was spending time trying to explain them to my son, who I haven't exposed to a lot of the classics yet. And that's my fault. I'm a bad father, right? But they didn't get the references. The adults did, but I didn't feel like that was enough for me, especially after I felt like I think Shrek did a better job at it, if that makes sense. That's just me. Let me know what you think about it. If you you like me, am I a grumpy Gus, or are you like are you a grumpy Chris, or are you a geekly good? Like, maybe did you get it? Did you get a kick out of it? Let me know what you thought about Wish, or were you like me? Did you? I wish that I skipped. No, I'm gonna stop being mean. It wasn't that bad. It had its moments, but the second I figured out that the friend in the friend group that was acting like grumpy, and I figured out every day, I said, wait, then that's Doc, then that's Dopey, then that's Sleepy, and I was like, oh, okay, they're the seven dwarfs, okay, Then I realized, oh, I was like, then that's when it went downhill for me. I was like, oh man, Shrek already did this to perfect, and they made fun of themselves better. Shrek kind of, I mean, I don't know. I felt like Shrek did a better job at it. I felt like what they were, but at the same time, maybe if I go back and talk to them, maybe if I watch behind the scenes, they weren't even trying to be like Shrek. But I just felt like that's what I, after I had put that thought in my head, I couldn't let it go. Let it go.